Hello, my name is Abigail Barclay and I'm the Search Director at Inspired. Inspired is the leading publishing recruitment agency and I've been with the business for 10 years. 6 years ago, I launched our executive search division, partnering with publishing companies to source leadership talent. Alongside my headhunting assignments, I write and produce white papers on key industry trends. In this video, I want to introduce to you the latest white paper, which was launched in March 2023. Women in Leadership: How to Engender an Inclusive Leadership Culture. This paper is here to offer practical advice for business leaders to cultivate cultures in which anyone of any gender can thrive into a leadership setting, if that is their ambition. We look at the topic of women in leadership in UK publishing and use that as a lens through which to discover ways we can design or redesign organisations and cultures to ultimately become more inclusive. In 2017, women in leadership was one of the two key targets set by the Publishers Association, and their data has shown significant improvement since. There is already a lot of good work that's being done on this from which we can learn and hopefully spread, and which has certainly provided inspiration to the content of this paper. In particular, the way that the appraisal and promotion processes have evolved and changes in our attitudes around what good leadership looks like have helped us develop a more inclusive leadership culture as an industry. Additionally, of course, changes to policies such as flexible working have opened doors. So in many ways, this is a success story, but still the gender equality we're seeing at the leadership level doesn't necessarily correlate to gender equity, as we've got higher proportions of women still in the wider publishing workforce. The paper explores some of the apparent reasons for that disparity, as well as some of the factors that seem to have driven its improvement. The latter gives us a good indication of what we should continue doing or start doing if we're not already. For example, throughout the paper, we question some of the day-to-day language that we use on this topic. Soft skills, imposter syndrome, men as allies to women. I'm sure that there are many more that we haven't covered. But we give ideas on how to shift the conversation on a semantic level as well as a practical one. Through looking at your language, how you manage your talent pipeline, the structure of your internal policies, including recruitment processes, mentoring programs and training, and taking time to learn and inform yourself, there is a real opportunity here to engender a more inclusive leadership culture. The journey for women in leadership is not over, and we're inspired by what the future could hold as we focus on what, not who, makes a good leader, and as we celebrate a more diverse range of skills and behaviours in the workplace. For a free copy of the white paper, please contact myself on a.barclay@inspiredselection.com. Thank you.